Welcome back to Dr. Brass Talks. I just wanted to read a couple of the interactions regarding the whole question of water. One person is saying to me, I don't see why everyone is so upset. Certainly we have to repair the damage done to our country. When I lived in Georgia, my water bill was done in this way. The usage was about $12, the tax was over $60, and it included sewage and waste. I had no choice but to pay. I should also mention in response from my own personal experience that having lived in Trinidad and Tobago for a period of time, we were subject to a water and sewage authority. And the two worked in tandem because normally when you flush the toilet, it's fresh water coming in and there's sewage going out. And we paid a tariff to what an organization called WASA, which I always thought had a really scandalous sounding name. Someone else says, Peter, I have a few apartments where I live, and the apartments have most females, and the ones with females tend to have higher water bills. That is the one I'm not touching at all, because the suggestion that women use more water than men is something that can be a bit controversial. Peter, as it relates to the South Coast sewage issue, government should consider serious discussion with the businesses in solid waste management who may have ideas, resources, or equipment to deal with the issue. In times of crisis, we have to put our brains to work. Two heads are better than one, and many hands do make light work. There were meetings with ministers and business people on the South Coast, as well as the owner of Polyseptic Services and Equipment, where fruit was yielded from these meetings. What solutions placed on the tables were at those meetings that were held at St. Lawrence School? People on the coast are holding their breaths in the high hopes that this government can fix the problem. Has a real issue been identified? And if so, what are the feasible solutions that can be brought to the table? This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. 434-1790. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Peter. How are you doing?
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am. I'm good.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome to the family, ma'am.
Thank you. I won't be able to stay too long because I'm at work.
Okay.
First, I want to read a WhatsApp message that my friend had sent in case I get through, and then I will state what I want to ask. Good morning, Peter, she said. I have a problem with persons who are complaining about the tax added to our water bill. Peter, there are five people living in my father's four-bedroom, three-bathroom home. All of us have iPhones, internet, and landline, and floor TV in our bedrooms and living room. Peter, four of us work, so only dad is at home. He only listened to the radio and watched the news. Bottom line, Peter, we sat down on Saturday and decided to cut off floor TV to the basic package so we can pay the additional cost added to our water bill. Peter, that additional cost was $169. And that said, water is more important than internet or floor TV. So to all the families who have the floor or digital TV can do the same. Await your response. Angry at them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is her say. For me now, Peter, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening, ma'am.
If you go through the communities in Barbados, let me say the poor communities, you will find that there are a number of homes who need their repairs to their homes. But still, you can see floor TVs, digital antennas, and if you see them sitting on the steps, you can see them with all the iPhones, all the Samsung phones, all the most expensive phones you can think about. Right, Peter, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I am saying that if all of us get together and we look at how and our budget, and we look at the things that we have at home, where there's the TV, sometimes you're away from home from 8 sometimes to 4:30, from 9 to 5, you don't watch the TV. Peter, sometimes I can't even get internet service at home. You understand me? Sometimes my internet service is down for 2 and 3 days. I still have to pay for it. And if I pay floor late, I have to pay additional $5. You understand me? But I have to use water every day. So tell me which one you would choose.
Ma'am, I'm with you 100%.
The digital TV, the Samsung phone, the iPhone. Which one would you choose? Come on, we got to get with it.
Ma'am, you're making perfect sense.
We have to get
sense.
With it.
Yeah.
So I want the people of Barbados to understand. Stop thinking all this negativity and dropping all the remarks and get real. Mm-hmm. Peter, I'm telling you, I have friends right now who ain't already paid on their deposit on their costume, already done paid for their costume. $1,500, $1,200, $1,800, mm-hmm. but complaining about the additional cost to the water bill, not even to the water bill. You understand me?
I was making a point to Dennis just now that I could go to any bar in the South Coast, go in St. Lawrence Gap or whatnot. And let's say that I got a water bill that was $100, which is the standard. Well, I guess the standard bill now will be coming closer to that, 45 and maybe 30 something, right? How long would it take you to drink back that much money in alcohol?
Oh my God, you could say that again.
But precisely. So, you know, the thing is that we really have to ask ourselves priorities. And I think you put it quite graphically that our water bill is the lowest, well, save gas, the natural gas. But our water bill is one of the lowest bills that we have. And it seems to be so much to do. You know, I think the challenge is that for years and years, we never paid for what? For sewage. We never paid for solid or liquid waste disposal. We never paid for it. We are now being told we have to pay for it. So it's coming to us like a new thing. And I mean, for me, it's something that I've always understood has to be paid for. And I just figured it was only a matter of time. Now, the approach that has been taken to making us pay is an approach that I can support. I was saying earlier that my only challenge is that I would have preferred a base rate, but then for that rate to increase with people who use more water. But I appreciate that commercial users would have problems with that. So we just having a base rate per household. And I, as I said, it seems fairly fair and equitable to me. You know, we will have to pay for sewage. And I don't think the Barbados Labour Party ever said that we won't have to pay for it. I just had a problem in the past where we were told we are being paid on the basis of the size of the house that you live in, which to me is not really fair. So the per household cost, you know, it seems entirely reasonable. You attach it to the bill and you attach it to the water bill monthly so that you don't have to deal with the trauma of being faced with a bill all at once.
No, so, and everybody can pay. Yeah. As I say, if we look at all the utilities we have at home, like we can cut them short. Yeah. We are not, most of us are not at home most of the day. Mm-hmm. We are at work, but we're still paying for that bill every month.
Yeah.
So come on. Get with it and pay the billing and start making noise. Mm-hmm. Have a good day, Peter.
Thanks a lot for calling, ma'am. I appreciate your intervention. Someone is here telling me, Peter, the average person whose water bill is $60 pays $150 to $200 in electricity. That's an interesting comparison. They're saying to me that there is, to the best of their knowledge, there's not an immediate disconnection, certainly if you're only due for a month, which is consistent with my own understanding. And apart from the leaks in the houses of many lower-income households, wastewater through daily practices, simple things like children running water while brushing their teeth, playing under outside pipes and leaving the pipes dripping, sticking flappers in the WC is usually a facility for waste. And this is consistent with a comment that both Dennis and I were sharing off here, that when one doesn't use a toilet regularly and it has one of these flappers that is leaking, it can run up your bill and you may not realize until you see it at the end of the month, or in my case, at the end of 3 months. That was the first time I checked. Dr. Brastax, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lewis. How are you?
I am good, sir. And yourself?
Not too bad. Yeah, there's also, I thought I should really come and talk about this, the difference between American toilets and British toilets. Because as far as I remember, American toilets usually keep a flow of water flowing so it will not be stagnant. And that actually contributes to a bill. Also, sometimes we have the rubber ball. You have a form connected to that. If the screw is not properly set, sometimes when even after you leave, water still runs. But you can check all those things too. Mm. This is not what it's going about though. First of all, you see the DLP? New faces altogether. Not one of the old faces. None. Zero. That hit Mary, yeah, it might be in Catholic, but it's also in football. That hit Mary got intercepted and run back and it's only 24 foot.
What about the Our Fathers?
What? I hear you.
What about the Our Fathers? They say Hail Marys are Our Fathers. Those are the two penance, the two bases of penance in the Catholic tradition.
I know. I say it not only exists in the Roman Catholic faith, but it also exists in America. Yes, Hail Mary. That is coming on close to the end of the game. You want to get a win, you throw it up, and you hope that you receive a catch. But that's
okay. That's what it's called. Hail Mary
got intercepted and ran back to the opponent's end zone in 24 for last month. Listen, there's a matter of our judicial system looking at the rules of evidence, right? supposed to go into Australia. You know, I don't know whether we'll go there because I remember that our former prime minister congratulated Australia on Australia Day when the Aboriginal people are actually called Invasion Day. But that's not the point. There is I remember you had this discussion about on a Sunday Brass Stats regarding interrogation and taking video recordings of interrogation and confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before, I didn't want to say anything because the past I'm interested, but it was on the BBC, there was a very famous incident which happened, I think it was in Iceland some years ago, where a lady actually confessed something to a crime which she did not commit. The reason that happened, because the rules of interrogation were not correct. You see, there are some people who when if you're being interrogated and the interrogator suggesting to them during the interrogation, they'll actually end up believing that they actually did a crime, which is what happened with that lady. The female detective who took over the case after that, she's not a criminologist. She actually spoke about it on the BBC. So the rules of interrogation should also be looked at. I don't have that on my fingertips, but you can probably Google it. Probably Iceland case, false confession, anything that you might be able to find it. But the criminologist the detective who became a criminologist who actually dealt with that case spoke about it on the BBC about 2 years ago. But I didn't say anything mm-hmm. at the time when you had this under brass that because it passed the administration, right?
Okay.
Anyway, it's something that the past administration has to apologize for.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. We're going to run quickly. Well, let me read this quick WhatsApp and then we run to the next call. Peter, I have to pay $10 for 10 garbage bags. And I think this gentleman lives in Europe. Because if the garbage is not put in that garbage bag on collection day, it will not be picked up, period. And this was the other solution that I was talking about that I know works in Belgium, where the garbage bags are sold for $10. You pay $1 per bag, and if the bag garbage is not in that bag, it will not be picked up. So it has to be put in that bag. The other point is relating to the flapper. The gentleman is saying that if it doesn't go back down, you can hear the water running, and that is very true. But you have to remember that the reference was made to Dennis's house, in which there are so many rooms and so many bathrooms that it is impossible for him to use all of them. So sometimes several months will pass before he will actually go into a room and he would not know that the flapper may very well have been running water. So this is the challenge that he faces. I have no such problems in my case. Dr. Brastax, good afternoon. Good afternoon and welcome. Good afternoon and welcome.
Peter, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, I ain't gonna stay long. I only call to talk about Natalie. Yes, please.
Okay.
I hear you talk about her a lot. It seems to me like you're fond of her a little bit, right?
Well, me? I like her, yeah.
Yes, right.
Very fond.
You can't like she better than me because she's my daughter.
Oh, she's your daughter. Okay.
Yes, please, sir. Yeah. I am so proud of her, right? Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of her. I don't mind what nobody may say, but I'm very proud of her. And I hope that she will keep that way and go from strength to strength.
And you should be.
Yes, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I raised her from small, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's all right. And I like what the part that she takes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you speak about her regular sometimes, right?
I admire what Natalie has done. I admire what she's done to empower herself and what she's done to empower women. And I only hope that as time passes, she will be given the opportunity to play a similar role in the empowerment of other sex workers and the empowerment of other people who are economically disadvantaged. So that's certainly my hope, sir.
And she's working too, right?
I realize that. Yeah, I'm on Facebook and
yes,
I saw
she's working,
her.
Right?
She's working in a store now or something.
She has a nice little job, I think.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that, what happened to her, right? And how she made that great change in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I want to just call you because I hear you speak about her sometimes, you know?
Well, no, I appreciate that very much because I too have noticed that she's working and I'm happy to hear of her progress and I'm happy that you as your father has come forward and identified yourself and given us the opportunity to hear what's happening firsthand.
Yes,
you know,
please.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling, sir. I'm happy that you checked in with me. appreciate that very much.
Okay, then.
This is Down to Brass Talk, 27 minutes past the hour of 12. We're going to go straight to... Oh, we get another call, and then we can go to the regional roundup. Yes, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, sir.
Mr. Wickham?
Yes, sir. This is Peter.
Yes, sir. I was trying to get through for you over long.
Ma, sorry.
Let me go on the record of telling who disputing the water bills.
Uh-huh.
In the 70s, around the middle of the 70s, the then Prime Minister raised the water rates from 12.30 to 49.20. 400%.
This $12?
From $12.30 flat rate to 49.20.
Okay.
These are facts. I don't want to get in politics of which
that
party
was what year?
Prime Minister.
Huh? What year was that?
In the middle 70s.
70s, okay.
Yeah, I know it was after 1971 or 72, I should say.
So but what about the rate now, though? How you feel about the rate now?
I then had to put in a meter, which costs, I can't quote, we got too far from our Gambit, somewhere between $50 and $75. And then my water went back down to somewhere about $12 and $14 a month. These are facts.
Yeah.
Okay? You who want to check the political party prime minister, I'm not guessing, but it went up 400%. That's a fact. That's a quote you can quote. And now, today, not being political, but if anybody questioning this administration, let the former Minister of Water Resource, whether you get invited or you want to take a field trip down by Bridgetown Sewerage Project and see what has happened in less than 4 weeks. In less than 4 weeks. And they had a tank there that got, only reporting by what I see in the ocean, pumpkin vines and grass and towels and all that. And now that picture was in the paper here, I think, this weekend, clean as a whistle, ready now to take over on the other one to get the other tank clean. So if he can, or I would like this administration to be powerful enough, to go in paper and say what is going on is foolishness, let him come now on his own or be invited by Mr. Kurt Humphrey to see how the sewage, Bridgetown Sewerage Project, progressing.
Okay. Welcome back to Down to Brass Talks. Yeah, I'm putting out a call again for a couple of the regulars. I haven't heard Anti-America in a while. I'm yet to have a conversation online with Miss Undecided. Mrs. Straker's tenantry has gone strangely quiet after the election. And also the Trinidadian lady who seems to prefer to speak to Dennis. She and Dennis had a very animated conversation the other day about the extent to which she thought that the election results were strange and needed to be looked into. I have often wished that she could speak to me in relation to matters like this. I do have some knowledge of elections, not only in Barbados, but across the region. And perhaps she and I could have an intelligent conversation and I could allay some of her fears or concerns about the peculiar nature of this last election. So I do hope that one day the Trinidadian lady will find it within herself to speak to not only her fellow countrymen, but also to me. And we can discuss some of these issues that have bothered her so much in recent times. A couple of WhatsApp messages. One of them here, the person is saying to me that reference to the lady who complained about the fee attached to the water bill and the increase of non-contributory pensions. I do have concerns as well. I'm concerned that persons work for so long are still not working, but they are able to receive a pension. I don't like it, but to be honest, I can bathe for an hour, and I know that I have to reduce the time. So I guess the reality is if you bathe for an hour, you got to pay for hours worth of water. If you bathe shorter, it will be less that you need to worry about. Peter, the Polytechnic was built for students who were less academically inclined. In the 70s, it was used the butt of jokes. There you have a Polytechnic boy. Now you get certificates to enter stupidness. That's why a lot of youngsters are so-called on the block selling weed and getting into trouble with the law, and they're very talented. I'm not quite sure the objective of that WhatsApp message, but so what we can see. All the people working at the Water Authority were talking about ever since, pretending that they're trying to do something about the sewage problems, want firing, that you're only playing the fool. That one, .. should be fired. it truly blessed my heart this morning to drive straight from work on a dry coast road. It's not even a month yet, and we can see major and positive changes in our environments. Hats off to the new team. And this is Down to Brass Tacks, 4341790. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wickham.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Not bad. And yourself?
I'm great.
Yeah. Don't bother too much about who you're hearing. Bother about who you're hearing. That's me right now.
Okay.
No.
I should be bothered? I'm fearful.
You said that. You ain't hearing the Mr. Auntie American Trinidadian and the whole lot. But another thing is Dennis Johnson a Bajan?
He's all several things. He's a Bajan, a Trini, and a Grenadian.
You know? No, you talk about the Trinidadian lady, and you say fellow countryman. That's one accent. Make them a Bajan Trinidadian accent or whatever. Anyway, forget that. Let's move on.
But I should say, though, sir, that I say this in jest, but also with great admiration, because I had no problem with the Trinidadian lady being a Trini and a Bajan,
or
Dennis being a Grand Trin Bajan.
Anyway, what I call about, right? During the campaign, I heard about pensions for the
non-contributory.
And the contributory, right? It is Veer, the member for St. Philip South. He said in his, during this mini budget, yes, we have honored our promise in
this,
that.
This is in Darwear?
Yes, yes. He did say that both contributory and non-contributory got the pension. But I ain't hearing that I'm a contributor. I ain't hearing nothing about me, so I want to know about me, right? So if you can shed any light on that
I can't shed any light, and honestly, I didn't know that it was necessary for them to go after the contributory as well.
But it was said, didn't you?
I heard it. But my question is, you think it is important to increase both, or you felt like they could stop at one?
Listen, everybody want money. I want two. You understand? And I pay mine all the year. There are some of those persons out there who never pay a cent, and they were in jobs making dollars, and they never pay a cent. Anyway, I
understand that the two of them are related, but my thing was always that they could be disconnected. You know, there was no reason why legislatively they couldn't disconnect the two, because there clearly was a need to increase the non-contributory, but I wasn't sure about the contributory. But you're saying you feel the contributory should be increased as well.
It was said. I did not say anything.
All right,
it was
no problem. Sir, I acknowledge it was said. It was said. And I can't tell you whether it has been done or not. Sorry.
Right. All right. My next one. Mm-hmm. No, if I refuse to pay... No, I'm going to pay it. Right? But if I refuse to pay that $150 a day, what's the penalty?
To turn off your water?
Were you talking to Mr.
But how you can refuse to pay?
What is the name of the authority that regulate water in this country?
The Water and Sewage Authority.
Right, I hear now about Water and Sewage Authority. Well, you get what I mean? So if you put
maybe
on
the name will be changed.
If you put on sand and tell me it's for sewage, I can't see how you can come and cut off my water. What are you talking about if I don't pay? You
because it's part of the bill.
Mr. Vickham is part of the bill, but it ain't water bill. That's what I hear Dennis up to yesterday saying. And I just tune in. I hear you talking with a lady, and that came up. So I think this is one that could help. No, I'm not a legal mind, but it sounds funny to me that you can cut off my water for something that isn't to do with water. It is to do with sewage. And in Trinidad, is a water and sewage.
Hello? So you're planning not to pay yours?
No. Before I start, I said I'm going to pay.
Oh, so then we don't have a problem.
But
what I would say is if anyone feels strongly about the issue, what I would suggest is don't pay. Take the government to court, and you can quibble over the next few months about whether or not it's legal. And over the next few months while you're quibbling, you will also not have water to bathe when the mornings come.
But, I'm laughing, but I'm serious about this matter.
But are you serious about it, too?
I can't see.
No, because you could have a legal point. And the thing is that you will go to court and you will spend your legal fees. And in due course, you will get confirmation that your point was proven. By which time, Ms. Motley may very well have gone to Parliament and changed the laws and changed it from the Water Authority to the Water and Sewage Authority.
Well, I wish
so we will have Wassa Trimbago and Wassa Barbados.
Look, I wish her all the best, but I think that this here is a matter that may end up with some people.
Let the master go and pay the bill.
Pardon me?
Go and pay the bill. And encourage people to pay.
I can pay, and I encourage people to pay. But you see, it's because we're a little poor.
I understand, but you know, there's something even more interesting that happened. And I think there's something that slipped under people's thing. The Constitution was changed, right? With respect to having provision for senators being nominated from alternative parties. You know, this is the first time that the phrase political party has actually been mentioned in our Constitution. We have not introduced the concept of political parties into the Constitution, but we have a provision that speaks to the existence of an entity that is unknown to our Constitution hitherto.
How are you out there with the mind that you got doing about it?
But for me to do nothing about it, I have been one of the proponents saying that we need to have proper treatment of political parties in our Constitution. So I'm saying that maybe this is a step, it may be a backhanded step, but the point is it's a step in the right direction. Because the next thing is that we need to have explanatory notes in our Constitution that define what political parties are and speak to them in serious ways. So I'm saying that is the kind of thing that happens when you have like an emergency provision. And I guess that's what the Water and Sewerage Authority tax is.
Back to the Constitution for the senators. The lady McConney?
Kay McConney, yeah.
What was she was overseas doing?
I think she used to work for government.
For
She was a diplomat at some stage, yeah.
But just before the election.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, because I find it strange that if I'm overseas doing business, government business, that I consider wherever I am overseas doing business as part of Barbados.
So I agree with you. And the same point could have been made for the independent senator that's now in the United Kingdom, that theoretically, if she was on Her Majesty's service, she should be considered to be in Barbados.
Exactly, because they tell me that if I run into the United States Embassy right now, running from you, I am on U.S. soil.
Right, agreed.
So, anyway, have a good day, but check out my pension for
So these are interesting legal and technical points that I like to engage. But I think that while we're engaging it, we should still go and pay the water bill.
I tell you before, I'm going to pay.
Now you're going to pay. All right.
I'm going
to
pay.
I wouldn't want you to be able to not bathe tomorrow morning.
Mr. Vicar, I can bathe, but I'm telling you, I want you to check it out.
You want your pension.
I want my pension, and I'm going to pay it. Regardless of whether I support the measure or not, I'm going to pay it because I'm a Bajan. Let me tell you something going back. You know the one that was put on some years ago that was taken off after, say, a few weeks?
Which is what?
The one that they said to the Sousier House. It was some...
All right, this is the sewage. Municipal solid waste tax, right.
You
that's one I never pay.
Good, well, I got my bill at about 10 o'clock, and by 3 o'clock I had it paid. Yeah. That's the type of
But you had the money.
Pardon me?
You had the money, I didn't have the money.
My daughter tell me you got the money.
I got it, didn't have the money.
I didn't into that with you. I just tell you that as a Bajan, I want my country to move forward. Yeah. And yes, I may not agree with it, but I know that there are certain things I got to do. I know I got to debt and I got to pay taxes. So
sir,
I can complain.
Right, no problem. Are you complaining to us and we will entertain those complaints and we will make sure that it gets back to the right authorities. Sir, just let me leave this one with you. I came through Barbados I can't remember if it's Sunday or Monday. Anyhow, sometime this weekend I came home. Is it Sunday? I forget.
I don't bother.
Anyhow, right. Anyhow, I came in, one of the customs officers was telling me that she has noticed that since the election, people are willingly paying duties or items.
Yeah.
She said before there was grumbling or quarreling. She said, no, when you put some duty on a man, the man willingly pay it. The man said, I don't mind. He said, well, fella said, but I don't mind paying this money for me. But I didn't want to get it to Chris.
Yes, I know we're on a wave.
So is an interesting era that we are into as a country.
Yes, and yes.
And I like it. I hope it can be sustained.
Well, you was one that did against the last administration, too, said that there, you know what I mean, under the whole was saying hearing it. But a lot of people know that talking about they're going to pay, and people even say, money will give back the 5%. Them is the same people they want to pay all sorts of things in the past. Mr. Vicar, have a good day. Talk to you another time.
All right, sir. Good chatting with you. And let me just say for the record, though, that I had reservations with this municipal solid waste tax, and I think my concern was the fact that it came as a lump sum, and it was difficult for persons not to see it as a huge expense. Let's see if we can get the final call in. Good afternoon or welcome. Yes, good afternoon or welcome. All right, you're on the air. Good afternoon or welcome.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The same solid waste, the same 150 on the water bill. Mm-hmm. What about the people on the South Coast that already pay that on their bill?
Sounds to me like they're going to pay it twice. But there has to be some rationalization of that, though. No, it has to be a rationalization, because right now, people who are on a connected system pay, but everyone else doesn't. So the fact that everyone now is paying, then there has to be some rationalization where they shouldn't have to pay twice. It seems fair.
Yeah, but because we're already paying, if you go on that, that'll be double pay. We're paying for the same sewage.
So you are a private householder?
Yeah, the sewage spilling for about a year and a half.
And what do you pay now, monthly?
Well, it differs, because it's an apartment that I have, though, in that area. Mm-hmm. It just depends on how many people are there at the point in time.
So you're a business person?
Yeah.
Do private people also are able to connect as well? Like, how is it? They are okay. Everyone on the South Coast.
Yeah, everybody on the South Coast.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something, sir?
Before the thing on the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm in favor of the measure, because, it captures everybody.
Yeah.
People that weren't paying before, but I'm one that believes that the 40 cents is a bit high. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to pay... If you're a working guy on the street, you got to pay apparently double or triple what you used to pay before.
Apparently, you're paying like 28 cents. Yeah, it's 28 cents, because part of it was NSRL, which is off. No,
but I don't believe in that, because you can't be taken off on ourselves. So if you take it off, I can't pay again. So if it's 40 cents, 40 cents.
No, it's 28 cents. It's fresh. 28 cents is fresh money. So you support the principle, but you would like it to be a little lower.
Yeah, lower makes sense. Otherwise, people are paying too much money. I think it's too high.
Yeah. I hope that the Prime Minister can see her way clear in a few years, maybe, or even a few months, to reduce it.
Mr. Vickham, you and Barbara's not good enough. Once the tax money don't come off, I still need my father to come off.
That is very true. Because I know when Tom, we were told that it was going up to 17.5 and it might come back to 15. But interesting hope, sir. Well, thanks a lot for calling, and thanks for bringing the program to a close. As the last caller, I enjoyed having the conversation with you and all of the other calls. We had a fairly interesting program today. The program went a little bit too swiftly for my liking. But the good news is that Dennis tells me that I'm to be back here with you during the course of this week. So I'm going to see you back on Friday. All right, so that's it for now. Special thanks to the production team, to Dennis Johnson, and also to all of you who called and made the program what it was. My name is Peter Wickham, and I look forward to being with you next Friday on Down to Brass Tacks.